You believe you got it all?
Amen. I believe we got it all, don't you? Amen. I'm looking in Hebrews 4 tonight, just a verse of scripture. I've been reading this Hebrews, and I know it's to the Hebrews, but thank God I'm involved in this thing tonight. The truth of God, no matter what book it's in, it's the truth of God. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1, let us therefore, the writer said, fear, lest the promise being left of us entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. And I want to talk to you tonight about the rest that we have in the Lord tonight, the rest that you can have in the Lord tonight. Amen. This thing's talking about the scripture. If you read about this, it talked about the Lord resting on the Sabbath, on the seventh day. He created 6 days of creation. And we believe that tonight. Thank God on the sixth day created man. Amen. That's the great crown of his creation. But the seventh day, God rested from all his works. He ceased from his works. And tonight, thank God, what I see in that is, thank God, he was satisfied with what he done. And thank God, he didn't need to rest because he was tired. He rested in what he had did. And brethren, tonight, thank God, we can rest in what he did. I think a lot of people tonight come up short in the Christian life. They gonna come, listen, I think about them Israelites. They come up short in the rest of the Canaan conquest. They did not enter in because of unbelief. I believe the hardening of the heart set in on some of them. And we find that in the scripture tonight. He spake about that certain place of the seventh day. He said in verse 4, God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they should enter into my rest, there was a place of rest in that place God had for them. And we know tonight in a New Testament setting, we have rest. Thank God in Christ, we have rest in the finished work. I don't know tonight, my friend, why we think that we can frustrate the grace of God adding to of Calvary tonight, adding to the work of grace that God done in us, that we're ceased from works and trying to make ourselves, thank God, by the works of man, right with God, we're rested. Thank God tonight, any man that's lost has to think in his own mind that he's trying to get to God the best way he can. But you can't get to God tonight without Christ. You can't get to the Father without the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad tonight that there is a place of rest. I wouldn't want to come up short on salvation tonight. I wouldn't want to be one to think that I was all right and I'm not. I wouldn't want to be one to sit in this kind of church where they're singing, preaching, testifying. I ain't got to come up short tonight. I wouldn't want to live in a home where the gospel is, where people are, my friends, saved, but come up short tonight. Amen. You never know when that day's a coming. Amen. When the Lord's going to come and you come up short. I wouldn't want to know that. I wouldn't want to have that thought tonight. Am I measuring up? Am I going to make it? Listen, a lot of people's like that tonight, really in churches like this. They don't know really in their own heart whether they've ever had a new birth, whether they ever had an experience with God himself. But they come up short. He said about the hardness of heart that every time you hear the gospel and you reject the gospel word, then you're going to come up short and your heart hardens more. Hey, the more you hear it, the more you get used to it. My voice is very familiar to the congregation, and I pray that it don't become so familiar that they don't listen to it. Amen. You got to listen. You got to be tuned in to the right place. It's just not my voice, it's what God says. And if you're tuned in to the right place, thank God, there'll be an effectual workings of God in your heart through the word, my friend. But here in the book of Hebrews, he's kept going back. They kept coming up short. In fact, only two over 20 years old, Caleb and Joshua entered into the land of Canaan. The rest of them perished in the wilderness. Their carcasses fell in the wilderness. And friend, tonight they came up short. Amen. I want to say this tonight. I don't know really whether that meant the shortness of salvation, but I do know tonight, friend, that they came up short and entering the land of Canaan because of unbelief. They sent out 12 spies, 10 too many, I reckon. And then 10 come back and said, we can't take the land. But realize this, a lot of people don't get nothing with God. That's because they visualize it in their own sight instead of believing God by faith, because the land had already been given to them. The land was already theirs. Why would you have to spy out a land that you've already obtained? If you believe it by faith, there's a walk with God tonight. There is a way with God tonight. It comes through the knowledge of God. It comes through faith. Amen. Without it, it's impossible. It's not possible for you tonight or me tonight, my friend, to please God without faith. You can't please Him without faith. You got to have faith. Amen. They said, to listen, they heard the word, Brother Chris, but it wasn't mixed with faith. They just heard it. It was not mixed with faith. They did not believe faith is the key. My friend, even Paul said, we conclude that a man's justified by faith. And then he said, the just shall live by faith. And without faith, you can't please Him. But they did not mix what they heard in their ears with faith that God gave them through hearing the word. And it's faith tonight. Thank God it's faith. And they did not enter rest tonight. It's something that you struggle with within. To think that you got to do something. It's already been done. You've got to rest in that. If you don't rest in that, you'll not have no rest. Thank God tonight, friend, there's no need. If you could just get your heart, thank God tonight, toward Him and believe Him tonight, thank God, and rest in what He has said and what He has done. Thank God you can rest. Thank God in your soul. And brethren, listen. Thank God, know what it is. Amen. Have the rest of God in you. Amen. That's right. Too many people don't rest tonight. Amen. I struggle with that sometime in my own life. It's just resting in God. Amen. Notice what He said here in the scripture. He said this. He said, there remaineth in verse 9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he hath also ceased from his own works as God did from his. Amen. That you enter the rest of God, friend. Amen. Listen, friend, we are so self-dependent. We're so to the place that we think we've got to do something. And brethren, it's nothing. Jesus said, what are the works of God? He said, believe on Him. Amen. He said, greater works ye shall do than He did. If you believe on Him, thank God, there's no limit to believing on Him and resting in Him. Amen. It's not by works of righteousness that you quoted this morning. It's not the way. There's a rest to the people of God. There's an eternal rest tonight to the people of God. There's an eternal rest in heaven one day. Thank God, we'll live. Amen. In that heaven land, and it'll be rest and peace and joy. In fact, he said, the kingdom of God is not a meat and drink, amen, but peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's not what we eat or drink. It's not in the outward man. It's in the inward man. Amen. You can rest tonight. Amen. We're like the rest of that crowd. Here comes the storms in our life. Amen. Jesus asleep on the pillow. Thank God of the ship. And they said, don't you care that we perish? And he, thank God, got up. And he said, you got little faith. Amen. But he's caused a cease. The winds to cease. Amen. The waves calm. And brethren, listen. He said, thank God. Amen. I care. That's what he said. He said it, thank God, by doing what he did. He said, do you care that we perish? He thought they was going to perish. How many of us tonight can really lay in the rest of God? Everything going on around us. And my friend, the storms of life and the temptations of the flesh and all kind of things are beating against your boat. Amen. How many of us can rest in the one, thank God, that's asleep on a pillow? He ain't a slumber nor sleeping. I understand that. But he don't always wake up when we think he ought to. In the boat, thank God, he didn't wake up till they woke him up. Amen. That's right. He knew what is going on. Amen. He's the one that made it. Amen. But it's hard to rest. Thank God in the man.
amen, that we in the storms of life, how many people can really lay down themselves and rest in God and know, thank God, if God be for me, who can be against me? No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I face, thank God there's a rest in God. Amen. Thank God if I could get Tara, I'd run, thank God. I'd shout her out. It's a struggle in me. Thank God to wait on God patiently and rest in the promises and live in the promises. It is the promises of God, friend, that we rest in tonight. I don't know, thank God, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'll walk with him. I'll stay with him. Amen to God, friend. Oh, God, help me tonight to rest instead of dying of stress. Amen. That's right. A lot of people dying of stress, friend. Amen. We say we got it. Somebody said, thank God, I like what that old fellow said to me. Amen. He's got a harder life than I got. Amen. We got a hard life because we make it hard. Amen. Yeah. Christian life's not an easy life, but it's a blessed life. But God told me the other day, he said, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Amen. That's a good thought. Amen. But we need to rest tonight. Amen. How many of us can lay it on the altar? Amen. Or lay it on the place of prayer and cast our care upon him? How many of us can do that? Thank God, and leave it there. Amen. And just say, Lord, I'm leaving it here. Amen. Now listen, if you was in the grocery store as a child, amen, Trevor, if you went to the grocery store with your mama, amen, and you went to her, and you said, Mama, I would like to have this. And she said, okay, Trevor, I'll get it for you. Amen. And you go around that store a while, amen, and you wonder in your own mind if she forgot. Amen. And you go back to her, and you say, Mama, I want that. That'd be an insult to her, amen, because you think she didn't hear you, and you didn't believe the answer she gave you, and therefore you just keep bringing the subject back up. Amen. I'm telling you, how have we done that in the eyes of God, friend? Amen. Brother, how many times, amen, thank God that we need to ask him tonight. He don't forget. I'll tell you that. Zacharias was praying in the temple, and the angel came to him, and he said, God's heard your prayer. Amen. He had been praying, going, observing what he's supposed to in a priestly way, and that was the charge he had in the temple. Amen. Here the angel come and say, Zacharias, you're going to have a son, and his name's going to be called John. Amen to God. He didn't believe what he said, and God struck him. Amen. Wouldn't let him talk until the boy was born. And when he got, thank God, a loose tongue, he praised God. What do you think he was wanting to say? When he couldn't talk, he couldn't believe what the man said. Amen to God, friend. How many times are we like that? We lay it at his feet and take it up again. Amen. That's right. That's the truth. How many people's like that crowd over there in John Mark's house, and Peter's getting thrown in prison. James just got killed with a sword, and Peter's thrown in prison overnight. Amen. They're praying without ceasing in John Mark's house, and thank God for that. We need to pray. Amen. I'd have you on my prayer team. I believe you believe God. It ain't how long you pray. It's what's in your heart when you pray. A short prayer sometime will help you. Amen. That's a short prayer. It ain't how long it is. It's what's in the prayer. And they got the praying without ceasing. I mean, they got the praying. Amen. They didn't have a 5-minute prayer. It looks like to me they prayed, amen, a long time, seeking God for Peter's behalf. And that night, thank God, the angel got in there and delivered him. Thank God from prison. Amen. Thank God kicked him on the side and say, get up. Amen. The chains fell off. And they left that prison, and the doors opened to them. They're back at John Mark's house praying. Amen. Thank God when Peter, my friend, went back. Thank God. Amen. They went to the door. He knocked on the door. He was in there praying for him. Thank God she went to the door. And she got stunned. Amen. Amen. She went back and said, hey, Peter's at the door. They said, no, that's his angel. It wasn't his angel. It was Peter. Amen. God had heard the prayer. If I could get in line with God tonight, No matter what I need, boys, if I can get in line with God tonight, it ain't hard, thank God for him. He's already, thank God, put it in my heart. Amen to God, friend. Thank God, their prayer was heard. Amen.
That's right. There's rest in that. Now, I'm going to tell you, the world struggles tonight because they have no advocate. And they have no Lord. And they struggle. And people say, how they make it? The only way they can make it is God having mercy on them. Amen. God has mercy on us. God has grace on us. And God helps us. But there is a rest for the people of God. I would to God tonight. I'm being as honest as I can when I read this and praying. I don't want to come up short from having rest. Amen. I thought this the other night. I looked at my wife across the room. And I thought in my own mind, I don't know what I'd do without her. But brother, that's a possibility. Amen. Listen, friend. Man don't know what he's going to do to he. Amen. He goes finds that place. He don't know. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Thank God I could leave out of here tonight. It'd change a lot of things. Amen. But it won't change God one bit. It won't cause him to scratch his head and say, I wonder what I'm going to do next. I'm telling you this tonight, friend. Are you listening? I wouldn't to God I could just wholly trust him. I mean God everything. It wouldn't be no impatience in my life. It wouldn't be no worry and fret in my life. It'd just be God and me. Amen to God. Amen. I believe Paul lived like that. I believe that's why he said, I've learned whatever state I'm in to be content. I can be satisfied. Amen. Thank God. Whether being stoned or whether being fed. Amen. It don't matter. He's my God and I can rest in him. It don't matter what I go through, Paul said. I've learned to be content and satisfied. Thank God. Tonight. That's a place of rest tonight. Amen. Some of you's going to come up short tonight. Amen. I'm pointing back at me in the fact of completely rest. There remains a rest for the people of God. Heaven is not Canaan. Canaan had to be battles. There were cities to take. There's, thank God. Amen. Heaven's you ain't no battle getting there, friend. If you're saved, thank God you go. Amen. But there is battles in this life. There's warfares in this life. The biggest battle the Hebrews had was putting behind them the Judaistic law. Thank God that they couldn't let go of and still wanting to mix with. Why? Did Peter withstand Paul face? Paul withstand Peter face to face because of his hypocrisy. He sat with the Gentiles and the Jews. Amen. But when the Jews come around, he acted like the Gentiles was a bunch of dogs. And Paul said, hey God, he withstood him face to face and really was telling him that's hypocrisy. Amen. Notice this here tonight in the scripture, verse 11, verse 10, for he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Can't you just get into that tonight in your own heart, Brother Robert Parker, that you could rest completely in God and trust him with everything and trust, thank God, of what he's done in you and through you and the blessings of God. Why? Listen, friend, we have a problem with ego. We have a problem with image. We have a problem with, we think that we're failures because we don't visibly see what we think we ought to see and we're not. Hey, you can't be a failure in him. Amen. Hey, God, all you said, I'll add up to that one. A man told me one time, you must have more faith. I said, I don't know. I know God gave me a measure of it. But I know tonight, thank God it's in him. It ain't of good how good I am. It ain't what I've obtained. It's resting in the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank God. Notice verse number 11, let us therefore labor therefore to enter into that rest that lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief when they didn't believe God. Them 10 spies wouldn't believe God. Remember they said we're grasshoppers in their sight. You wonder why they said that. Well, praise God. Amen. That's right. Amen. You take this man here, big as these brothers are. Amen. I'm using these two brothers right here. Amen. That's right. Amen. A little one would look, amen. Thank God Lily look real little for them. Amen. That's right. You know what I think? Them people was giants. Amen. Them people was giants. You say, how tall you think they were? Well, it don't say, but I'd say there's 9 or 10 feet tall. Amen. I believe there's big people. I believe they, thank God, they said they had to carry out the fruit, thank God, with, amen, no telling how big the grapes were, all that in that land. And when they looked in that land, they saw them taking on them people instead of God taking on them people. They couldn't rest in the promise of God. Listen, friend, Chris tonight, amen, Danny, John, it don't matter. It don't matter if it's the preacher or not. I'm telling you, you'll get to the point. I get there sometimes. I say unto God, Lord, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to preach. I don't know what to say. And God says, that's good. Amen. Because now you trust me. And you can see, thank God tonight, that in your life there's nothing impossible when you can believe God tonight. Amen. If you don't believe him, it's going to get hard on you. Amen. See, I go by sight too much instead of by faith. Notice what he said here, for the word of God, verse 12, is quick and powerful. That means it's alive. Can I give you what I think on this verse? I think that's what he's saying. He said, that word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing neither divide asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow, joints and marrow, and it knows the intents of the heart. I mean, this is what he says. He said it's a discerner of the thoughts, and this is what he said. That word can perform in you what it needs to do. And if you can believe it, now listen, how deep is that? How deep is that? It's a discerning of thoughts, intense of the heart. It goes as I wrote down my Bible, the word of God goes deep as it has to. Amen. To get me to do what he wants me to do. Amen. I mean, brother, listen. Amen. The word preached. The word, thank God, believed. Amen. Listen. Thank God. And that's what he said in verse 13. Neither is any creature that is not manifest in his sight. In other words, he's saying, thank God, I can see the very inward part of mankind. Yep. Remember that ship in Acts 27? Y'all remember that? They got in that heavy storm. Paul told him not to go. He said, don't go. See, the man that run the ship, that's what he done. But Paul said, there's a storm up here. God spoke to me. And of course, they didn't listen to Paul. They listened to the shipman. And they went on in the storm. And when the storm got so bad, they had to throw everything overboard. Remember that? And they didn't see night. They didn't see day for several days. It was a dark time. But you remember that night Paul said, the angel of the Lord stood beside me. There was 276 people on that ship that night. And I wonder really how many of them knew God. Amen. I don't know how many of them knew God besides Paul. Maybe he had preached to some. Some of them might have got in. Amen. But brethren, listen. Amen. Thank God. Paul said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not. What in the world we got to be afraid of? That great verse in Psalm 56. What time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee. There's fears that come in every. Listen, friend. God don't want us to live in fear. Now, I believe this is a pastoral epistle, and I believe he's really speaking to Timothy, but it's an applicable verse. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Amen. Perfect love casteth out fear. That little old girl there in the arms of her, amen. That little old girl in the arms of you, she ain't got nothing to fear. But his arms is a whole lot better than yours and mine. Amen. Why do we fear? Why do we fear for our children? Y'all believe God's in charge. Paul knew that. He said, fear not, Paul. He said, for it must be brought before Caesar. God had given thee all them that was sell with thee. Wherefore, sirs, this is Paul, be of good cheer. This is what the next verse said when he told that whole crowd of people. Be of good cheer, he said, for I believe God. You believe him or not? Who do you believe him for?
He said, I believe God. That angel stood up saying, fear not. He said, not a one of us is, not a one of, he said, the ship's going to be destroyed, but not one life is going to be lost. And they sounded that fathom out. They had that instrument, and they come near that land. And you know how that boat struck in that land? They got on the Isle of Melita. But every one of them got there. Every one of them got there. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, thank God there's a rest. Don't come up short in salvation's rest. Don't come up short in assurance's rest. A lot of people tonight, I say a lot, some people tonight have a true salvation. I mean, that means they've had a salvation experience, but they cannot grab a hold of rest in an assuring. They say, I will not be fully assured I see him. That's like Thomas, friend. I want to ask you a question. Now, I know this is a what if. But what if Jesus had not come back 8 days later? Would Thomas wander around still and say, I don't believe it till I see him? Some of people's going to come, listen, they never can shout the victory. They have not full assurance that God has saved them. Thank God they live in doubt. Hey, live, my friend. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend, you'll come up short that way. And I think everybody saved is going to heaven. I believe that with all my heart. Blood washed people's going to heaven. Amen. Amen. You covered by the blood, and Christ Jesus is the only way to heaven. Amen. To God and our friend. But I'm telling you this, it's a whole lot better going assured. Don't come up short in assurance. Don't come up short in going further with God. Do not accept the fact that you're scarcely just saved. Now, Peter said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, well, shall an ungodly appear. But I'm telling you, there's more to Christian life than just getting saved. One old guy said, he said, all our preacher ever preached was heaven and hell. I never did grow in grace. God help you all to grow in grace, reading the scripture and pray. But the preacher ought to thank God, ought to preach some stuff to you that you ought to have a desire within you to go further with God, get deeper with God. That's in communion. That's in fellowship. That's in knowledge. That's grabbing a hold of the things of God. God teaches you these things. God teaches you through your own personal time. God teaches you through preaching. God teaches you through older saints. Amen. That they went further with God. They dug in. And I'm telling you what, listen to me tonight. When you decide you want to go further with God, you better realize one thing. There's a lot of trials with that. Amen. There's a lot of temptations with that. Amen. A man will never know how much he can do till he's tested. Right, but I'm telling you, when you're tested, listen to me. When I got saved, son, I had the zeal of God on me. I mean, son, I tell you, I told everybody I was born again, saved. I had people mad and saved, getting saved. Amen. They sat in that preaching, get saved. I saw family members get saved, friends get saved. Amen. I had the zeal of God. Amen. And when I told God I wanted to surrender all and go with him all the way, I'd already had that in my heart. Amen. I said, God, I'll dig in with you. I want to go with you. I just want to tell you, there comes some my friends, some offenses against me. There comes some troubles against me. Amen. And where am I going to rest? You can't rest but in Christ. You cannot straddle the fence. You cannot one day be with God and one day with the world. You cannot. You cannot compromise truth. There's going to be people to hate you. Jesus said, marvel not if they hate you. They hated me before they hated you. I'm surely not out in this world trying to get anybody to hate me. But I realize, no, not everybody loves me. Amen. It's not me. It's the one I represent. It's the truth I represent. Amen. Thank God. Friend, listen. If you're going to go with God, you got to get in with him. Amen. You cannot be hot and cold. Even though Jesus, thank God, said he'd rather for you to be hot and cold and lukewarm. Why is that? I say this right. Lukewarm means tepid. He said if you're hot, thank God, that's a good thing. But if you're cold, at least you'd want to get up to the fire. But if you're lukewarm, you're just comfortable. That's what the church is. I want to ask you this tonight, and I'm through. What you're resting in, who you're resting in. And then another question is, too, amen to God. Amen. Are you going to enter that Canaan land? Or thank God, that's the blessed spiritual life. That's the abundant life of God. That's being filled with the Spirit of God and getting what God's got for you. Amen. That's right. Some of them never did.
Amen. They come out. Listen, I have to say, somebody said, well, I wonder if they're saved. Well, if you're going to go by types, I don't know how much to go by that. But the fact of it is, some of them, amen, a lot of them died in the wilderness. But the thing of it was, they come out of Egypt by blood and through the Red Sea by wind. So that's a picture of the Holy Spirit and the blood. But what they do, they wander in the wilderness, half-heartedness, unbelief, and they died in the wilderness. But the others went into Canaan and experienced abundant life. Amen. Amen. Hey, God. You say, how do you explain that, preacher? I'm not. I'm trying to preach it to you that you'll get a hold of it. You say, just whatever God tells you, do it. Dig in, son, dig in. Never think that I finally arrived to a place. There are places in our life that we arrive to, but that's not a stopping place. That's a place that takes us further. One door gets you in the church, but there's another door to get you up here to this room. And then there's another door at that room you got to open to get to that room. Now you can stay in you can get through the door of salvation, but not get in the door of the power of God and the blessings of God and the life of God. Amen. That's right. You want me to tell you what happened to me? I'm going to tell you where that come on me. 1993. That camp meeting down there. Brother Milby come by here in that week. And when I was around him, I felt the power on him all the time. And I said, Lord God, I ain't never been around nobody that had that kind of power on his life. I've been around a lot of good people up then. I'd been saved about 10 years. And I said, Lord, I want what he's got. Now, I've never attained to what I feel like that I could attain to because of my own self. But there's still a burning in my heart to say, God, it's all about you, and that's what I want. It don't matter. There's been things lately that I used to have some liking to that really it ain't much no more to me. What that's doing, God's chopping them things off. And he's purging me that I might bring forth more fruit. I've never said I thought I was in the much fruit category. But I thank God that, amen, there's a fruit and there's more fruit and much fruit. And it ain't just visible things. It's things that God does in me that helps me along the way, and he'll help you along the way. And I'm just saying this tonight, friend. If I can find my rest, my faith in him, amen, and thank God live in that, and let him have his way in my soul, there's no telling what the Holy Ghost might do in me and do in you tonight. Amen. Me and Brother Chris was talking sometime more this morning or tonight, and I told him I had a CD I was going to take radio station. I said 2012. He preached a message here in 2012. What year did you get married? 2010, 2009. And he said, "Oh my, I don't wonder what'd be on that." But that's what any of us would say. But this is what I told him. I said, "I remember the first time you preached here." And I'm going to tell you, this is my heart. I told him this. I said, the humility of God was so much on him, it got on me. The boy, he was humble. It was a humility and a complete dependence on God for him to live. And I remember that morning or that night whenever he preached, all kind of people come to pray. Because that humility. You know what I'm saying? Amen. See, that's why he said in John 15, if you abide in me, that keeping that abiding or remaining place with God, that you can bear fruit. Amen. Right. Sure, he's grown in the grace of God. He's growing in grace. God's helping him. God's helping you brothers. God's helping church people. Amen. The growing grace. Thank God for taking that thing up. Amen. Getting up singing and trying to, amen, to use what God's give you and growing grace. And when you use what you got, God will give you more. And that goes for anybody in this church. God gives gifts to men. And if we can rest in him and not try to do it in our flesh and do it as obedience to God and be willing to do whatever God wants us to do and don't think it has to be big. I only find one little lad in the Bible that gave Jesus 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they wasn't too big till Jesus got them. And you can rest in that tonight. Thank God I can rest in Christ. I know I've been all over the place, but it is what it is through the truth of God. You can rest in Jesus tonight. Amen. You don't have to go home and say, I don't know if I sung that good. You don't have to go home and say, I don't know whether I taught that good. I do the stuff. I don't know if I preach that good. Amen. Rest in Him. That's where it's at. You can walk out this door tonight, thank God, if you've done everything God said, no matter what you're doing, with the Bible in your arm, say, thank you, Lord, I've done what you told me. I can rest in it. Amen. Thank the Lord above. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing me.